Where do investors turn when the stock market, gold, and real estate no longer provide safety? Managed services. MSPs are becoming a safe bet for many investors looking to diversify and achieve solid returns. I'm your host, Charles Weaver, and this is the MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Good day, everyone. This is the MSP Zone. We are talking a little bit of finance, a little bit of investment strategy, but really we're talking about the overall health of the managed services marketplace. And that has been on a lot of people's minds over the last couple of months with the pandemic, and obviously and naturally so. People want to know, you know, what, how are we doing? And we've actually done a lot through this podcast and through the writings we do on MSPAlliance.com to talk about the global health of the managed services profession. And a couple of things have happened over the last several days and weeks that I thought would be interesting to share with you guys to give you some perspective, because we do occupy a very unique seat in the managed services community, and we have access to a lot of information that isn't very easy to get. And so when we can share that with you, you know, hopefully it can do some good. But what I wanted to talk about today is the investment outlook into MSPs specifically. And this is really twofold. One is to give certainly the existing MSPs a sense of hope that this is still a very hot market, not just a good market, but a hot market. It's also to tell the non-MSPs, the soon-to-be MSPs, or the I'm thinking about managed services, but I haven't actually gotten into the game yet. It's to tell those folks that, yes, there's still a lot of opportunity in this marketplace. And we've said that for 20 years, and we keep saying it because it's still a good place to be. And especially if you're doing reactive, break-fix, you know, value-added type of work, there's a lot to be said for, if not leaving that behind, but certainly at least to add to that portfolio of services, a managed services offering or two to even things out. So there are, believe it or not, there are still companies who are on the fence who say, I like my break fix shop. I like my time and materials. I like the way that we do things today. I'm not sure I want to get into managed services. And it doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. And when I get those calls or emails, and those types of conversations typically come up when people are, they're not on the fence. They're just, I think, risk averse. They don't want to go through the disruption of what it would take to transition into a managed services IT service delivery model, which is very understandable. A lot has been written about, talked about that over many, many years. But there are still companies out there who are unsure about whether they should get into managed services. The answer, in my opinion, is unequivocally yes, and for the reasons I'm about to explain. I have been getting, and it comes in waves, so it's not new, but it certainly has ramped up over the last month. I've been getting inundated with investors, institutional investors, looking for MSPs to acquire. And they're coming from all over the United States. They're coming from all over the world, actually, including Canada, including parts of Western Europe. And these are investment groups. Some of them are, you know, fairly small. Others are fairly large, more institutional firms. But what they're looking for uniformly across the board is they're looking for MSPs. They want to buy MSPs. And you know, separate all the other issues, or you know, around M&A. That is a very big signal to most MSPs out there that this is a good market to be in, right? Why would an investor, with all the volatility out there in the marketplace, you know, they're looking for safe harbor for their money, right? They want to turn an investment profit, right? That's what they do. And if they can't get it in gold, if they can't get it in the stock market, if they can't get it in real estate or the other traditional investment vehicles, the fact that they're looking at managed services, I think, is a really good sign, because this is one of the sectors that has been really resilient throughout this entire pandemic. And I think that is a very, not just plausible, but it's a highly likely reason why you have such high interest in the investment community in managed services, because it's a safe bet. It's safer, arguably, than the stock market. It's safer than gold. It's safer than real estate or other markets that have been fairly disrupted over the last 3 or 4 months. And so I think that that evidence is a good signal. It's a signal of strength of the market, of health, of the managed services market in general, that it is attracting so much investor opportunity. And so that brings us to the next point, which is, you know, what room is there for companies who have yet to get into this space? I personally think that it should clinch the decision for you. I think it should solidify that decision to become further entrenched in managed services, because let's do the inverse, right? There's nobody going out there saying, I want to start up and invest in a brick fix shop. Nobody's doing that, right? It makes sense. No one's going out there saying, I'm going to invest in a good solid VAR business. It doesn't happen, right? That's 20, 30 years ago. Today's thinking is, give me recurring revenue. Give me something that is recession resilient. Give me something that is pandemic resilient. Those are the markers of a good investment strategy. And those are the things that really highlight managed services businesses. My last point is, if you really just say, well, that's some really good anecdotal evidence, Charles, but I don't really buy it yet. Well, do yourself a favor and take a look at the software companies out there who all service managed service provider partners. And I'm talking about, there's probably a dozen or so companies that their primary job, right, their primary revenue source is selling technology, hardware and software technology, to MSPs or through MSPs. Those firms are investor backed. They're venture capital backed. They have investors who said, this is a good model, selling through and to managed service providers. All roads point to managed services is still the best game in town in tech. It doesn't mean there's not other things out there in tech that are really good and lucrative. There are. I'm just saying that the managed services community still maintains a good hold and a good visibility and respect amongst institutional investors globally. And I think that that's going to continue over the next several months and years as this pandemic proves that managed service providers sit at the forefront, at the crossroads of all business on planet Earth. And that's not a bad place to be. Anyway, those are my thoughts for today. I wanted to pass those on to you guys. Hope you enjoyed. Hope it gives you some amount of comfort that this is still a very lucrative market to be in. If you have any questions, comments, if you have a contrary opinion, you want to share it, love to hear you. Send us an email, and maybe you could be a guest on the next MSP Zone. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you will get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.